Praise God, praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for every listener right now who's listening. Father, in Jesus' name, we break off the demonic entities that are attacking these people. We break them off now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Holy Spirit, fire on the enemy in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fire on their heads in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fire in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just praise you, Father. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. Thank you for the anointing that we've been given, Lord. And thank you for our ability to trample on serpents and scorpions. And thank you for the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. Romans 8, 16, verse 17. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just put on the full armor of God. If you're listening to this, I want you to follow me in this prayer. This is going to break off the demonic realm off your life. You are going to hear the demons cry, and you're going to hear them leave, okay? Whatever you're facing, whatever things that are attacking you right now, it stops right now. It stops right now in Jesus' name. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. We put on the full armor of God right now. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the girdle of truth, and the sandals of the gospel of peace. And we stand armed and ready for battle. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Holy Spirit fire around our building, around the place that we live, around our being. We pray the blood of Jesus from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, over our spiritual armor and over our physical body, over our soul and over our spirit. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for your anointing to cover all areas of our armor. Any gaps in our armor, we just pray that the anointing is going to fill it right now in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just cancel all curses versus spells and incantations in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel them now in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray, Father, if the enemy has sent any fiery darts against me or people listening, Father, in Jesus' name, we bind, we cage those fiery darts, and we send them back to sender 10 times fold in Jesus' name, so that they will burn and scream in agony, and they will think about what they're doing when they come against a child of the living God. You see, Jesus came. He died on that cross. He rose on the third day. He resurrected, and he was seen by over 500 people after he was in a tomb, resurrected on the third day. He was seen by over 500 people, and he spent time with the apostles after that. Okay, they had the pleasure, the absolute pleasure of spending time with him in physical form. Amen. That same Jesus Christ is coming into your presence right now. I want you to believe it. Okay, I believe right now in the name of Jesus, he's going into your heart. He's going into your life, and he's healing those very deep, those deep wounds that you've had, that haven't been healed. God's healing them now in Jesus' name. He's healing them now. You know, we're speaking to the giants in your life. We're taking the sword and we're cutting the head off the giant. And we're going to take that head and we're going to proclaim Jesus Christ over your life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, it says in your word that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Zechariah 4:6, not by might, not by power, but by spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind any demonic entities that are attacking us. We bind and cage them now in Jesus' name. And now we command them to go to the pit. Go to the pit. Go to the pit. Go to the pit. Go to the pit in Jesus' name. Go to the pit. Go to the pit. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, if they're being stubborn, we pray the Holy Spirit fire on their head. Holy Spirit, fire on their head in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fire on their head in Jesus' name. And we just praise you, Father, because you are the Most High God. You are the Ancient of Days. You are beyond time and space. You know the beginning to the end. You know who your children are, and you know those who aren't. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we proclaim your promises in the Bible. We stand on those promises right now. We proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. We proclaim the blood of Jesus over every doorpost, entrance, and window. And we command the demons to flee now in Jesus' name. We command them to get out of our lives now in Jesus' name. You are gone. You were gone, never to return. You're going to have a clean temple. You're going to have a clean temple in your life. The Lord wants you to be free. He wants you to be walking in righteousness. He wants you to be walking in perfect peace and pure victory over every circumstance that you have. Father, in Jesus' name, everything that the devil has taken from you, I pray right now that whatever has been taken from me or my friends, I bring it to the courts of heaven right now in Jesus' name. And I ask that it be brought to the courts so that I can be reimbursed and my friends can be reimbursed from anything that has been taken from you, whether it be a loved one, whether it be a job, whether it be a home, whether it been, you know, friends, family, whatever it is. The Lord is going to, just like he did with Job, he's going to redeem it plus more, plus interest. And the interest of God is even more. It's even more than that. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we believe for the impossible. For God, you saying your word, for man, all things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Your circumstance isn't big enough for God. It's not big enough for God. God's going to remove those blocks. God's going to remove your circumstances. He's going to make you walk in victory. You're going to see him in the midst of your enemies, and your enemies are going to flee because they're going to notice the presence of God in your life. Take proclamation of the word of God. And I'm going to speak over you who you are in Christ. I'm going to tell you who you are in Christ right now. And I'm praying for a boldness to come upon every listener right now in Jesus' name. A boldness like the Lion of Judah. A boldness like Jesus Christ when he was speaking to the Sanhedrin of those days. He looked them right in the eyes and told them, you know, he told them what they were all about. They didn't have any power. They had no power. They were devoid of anything powerful from the kingdom of heaven. Jesus stood there and he basically laughed in the devil's face. Because the devil had no idea what he was doing. He was messing with the wrong person. And if he's messing with you, he's messing with the wrong person. And you can say this right now. You can say, devil, the Lord rebuke you, and I command you to leave my life now in Jesus' name. I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. You take your stand against him. Because you have the Lord Jesus Christ, you are a child of the Most High God, and if you're not saved right now, I want you to pray with me right now. Pray with me right now if you're not saved. Because today is your day of your salvation. Do not wait another moment. Do not wait another second. There are thousands of people, probably more than thousands, maybe millions, most likely thousands, of people every day that go to hell because they didn't know Jesus. I don't want that to be you. In fact, I believe that it won't be you. I believe that today you're going to make your stand against the devil and the demons are going to flee. If you're being attacked right now, I want you to know that you came to the right podcast because the presence of God is going to be upon you. The Lord is going to give you boldness like a lion to attack, the enemy. This is not a defensive battle. This is not a defensive spiritual war. This is an offensive battle. That's what a lot of preachers have got this wrong. We are to take the battle to the enemy. And how we do that is showing the love of Jesus Christ in all areas of our life. We show the victory to the enemy that Jesus is doing in our lives. See, you can be a victor. You can be somebody who walks in the promises of God. So these are I am affirmations. I am affirmations are not to be confused with I am. We are not declaring that we are God or anything like that. Instead, we're claiming the promises in the Word of God and simply claiming what he's already called us. Now, you can write these down. You can remember them. But I have all scriptures to back this up. This is all scriptural. What I'm about to tell you, this is the truth. But first things first, if you are not saved and you need to be saved, you need to realize something, that you live in there's a spiritual battle going on around you for your soul. And the devil doesn't want you to know this prayer that I'm about to pray over you. But if you want to be saved and you want to come into the kingdom of God and then you want to be protected by Jesus Christ and you want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, if you want to take up your cross and follow him, I want you to pray this prayer, okay? Do not be afraid. Step in faith. Father God, I am a sinner. And Father, I have sinned against you. And Father, I ask, in the mighty name of Jesus, will you please forgive me of my sins? Come into my life. Come into my heart. Come into my soul. Come into my spirit. Be my Lord and Savior. Teach me how to walk in your ways. Teach me in your word who you are. I want to know you on a personal level. I want to know who my God is. I want to know who the great Almighty is. And Father, I believe that your son Jesus came to this earth in a human form, God in the flesh, your son Jesus. And he overcame death and hell by the word of his testimony because he lived a perfect, sinless life. He became the sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice. Like in the Old Testament, they used to sacrifice bulls and cows and all these other things. But the Father, he brought the perfect sacrifice to cover all sins for mankind. Father, I believe that Jesus died on that cross. And he was buried in a tomb. And I believe that he was raised up on the third day. And now he's seated at the right hand of you, Father. And I believe right now that I am saved. I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm saved. I'm a precious son or daughter of the Lord. And if you said this prayer, my friends, if you believed it in your heart, if you confessed your sins, and you've repented of your sins. When repented means is you're not going back to them. You have the full intent of walking away from them to never do them again. But if you do commit an act and you know it was wrong, you simply just come back to the Father. You simply come back to him and you repent and you say, Father, I messed up. You know, I sinned against you. I did this. This is what the Father wants. He wants a relationship with you. And I'm telling you right now, this is the day of your salvation. This is the beginning of your walk. I want you to go out there. I want you to download a Bible app on your phone. I want you to go out and buy a Bible. Or go find one. Go rent one in the library. If you can't get one, and we'll get you free from the demonic realm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray, Father, for your wisdom and your perfect peace over these precious people. And we proclaim that we are children of the Most High God, that we are saved. And now that you're saved, if you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I wanted to impart that on you as well. Okay, if you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can receive it right now. You don't have to wait. You don't have to go anywhere. You can do it right here, right now, wherever you're at. If you're saved, you can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Also, you will want to go and get baptized at a church or get another believer to baptize you in a bathtub, whatever it takes. I've even done it myself. I did it just by myself. Okay? What it is full immersion in the water. It's an act of faith. It's making a stand against the devil. You know, you're proclaiming that, you know, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. He is my God. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I ask, precious, precious Holy Spirit, if it's the Lord's will, and I believe it is, I pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit for anybody who's willing to take that step right now. And I just thank you for letting your Holy Spirit fall upon these people, the baptism, to light them on fire to create in them men and women of God on fire for you, willing to stand against the forces of darkness because they realize that I'm going to get attacked anyways. So I might as well take on the side of God and get protection. You know, if you come on this podcast and you listen to me regularly, I'm going to teach you how to fight against the devil. Okay? I walk this in my life. Okay? This is something I walk in my life. And it's a gradual process. I'm still learning too. You know, I'm learning deliverance right now. I'm learning all about it. And I believe I can deliver people right now of demons if I wanted to. God has given us the power to do that. As soon as you're a believer, as soon as you've been given the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can do those things. You can go out and do those things. Okay? But we must know how to protect ourselves. We got to put on the full armor of God. We need to build that prayer closet, you know, the secret place. You know, you're setting apart, you know, an hour a day to worship God. Sometimes it's just God just wants to spend time with you. So we get quiet. It's really easy in the early hours of the morning or late at night when we're tired and, you know, ready to nod off. Those are the good times because our minds are quiet. We can hear that still small voice. And the Lord will begin speaking to you. He'll begin speaking to your heart. Start speaking in tongues too. Speak in tongues. If you can do it for an hour a day, speak in tongues. Dama shada ba seni nini. Dama gaba da la shana bahana. Eme gebe shenebe seni nini. Dama da da ba shana bahana. And you know, your language will sound different than mine. It may sound the same, whatever. God has given us the spiritual language. And what it is, it's a spiritual language that speaks right to the heart of God. You're basically praying the perfect prayer over your life. Amen? You're praying the perfect prayer over your life. The perfect prayer. And God knows everything that's going on. He knows all the enemies that you have. He knows all the people that have placed their wills against you. You're praying all those things. You're praying for protection when you go to the supermarket. You know, you're praying for protection as you're driving down the road. It's the perfect prayer. So pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit as much as you can. If you can do it hours a day, do it consistently and watch how God changes your life. You will start witnessing supernatural things in your life. It will happen. It happens. It's incredible. It's amazing. You'll start witnessing the finger of God, which is basically God moving in your life and moving things around for you. Praise God, because you're doing the will of the Father. Praying in the Spirit, you're doing the will of the Father. Amen? So I just want you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. Receive it now. Put up your hands and receive it in faith. Let's receive it in faith. Baptism of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you'll feel something, sometimes you won't feel anything, but you'll know. Some people have been even reported to start speaking in tongues. If that happens, praise God. I just want you to believe. I want you to believe that this is possible. The same thing that happened in Acts is going to happen to you. You're going to receive this baptism right now in Jesus' name. I can feel the Spirit on me right now. It's happening right now. It's coming upon you. You're receiving power to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to cast out demons. God's raising up an army. God's raising up an end times army of men and women who are willing to stand against the devil and his agents. You know, we need to be completely sold out for Jesus. Completely, utterly, everything. Every part of our life needs to be sold out for Jesus. If you want to experience the real things of God, this is how we walk. This is how we walk. I don't want to leave anything off the table right now. Because I don't want to give you a false sense of security. Okay, we got a lot of churches in this day and age that are teaching people a watered down gospel. And it's not okay. It's not okay, and that's not what Jesus wants. That's the very thing he preached against when he came back 2,000 years ago. That's what he put on display for the world to see, that there's no power in these people. There's no power in them. They're just, you know, they're observing time, seasons, lot. That is done. It's done. It's over with. You're saved by grace through faith. You being saved is an absolute gift from God. All you do is receive it. You don't have to do anything else. But it also says to pick up your cross and follow me. So are you picking up your cross and following him? And you know, if you're guilty of, you know, maybe not doing as much as you should be, rededicate yourself to the Lord. Make a promise to him. Be like, Lord, I'm going to put more effort into this. You know, I want to experience more of your love and more of your peace. And he'll do it. You know, if it's according to his will, he will do it. He will move very powerfully in your life. Don't ever deny that. Don't ever doubt it. He will. Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He loves you so much. And I want you to know that. I want you to know he has a perfect plan for you. You may not even know what it is. Some of you may know what it is. And I want some of you to know that some of you are prophets. Some of you have been given dreams and visions that you have kind of held on for all these years. I want you to reach out to me and tell these dreams and visions, and I will send you to the people that you need to go talk to. Okay? Or, you know, if you want, we can release them on my program. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. But if you have dreams or visions that you believe are from God, I want you to contact me and get a hold of me. Okay? This is important. God's raising up prophets in these days. He's raising up evangelists. He's raising up pastors. You know, men, women of God, we're on fire for him. If you're listening to this, you're going to be put on fire for God. I want you to have that expectation that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to light you on fire. You're going to be a blazing inferno for the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're going to go out there, you're going to slay the enemy, and then you're going to sleep like a baby at the same time. Amen? You're going to experience the glory of God in your life. You're going to experience the presence of God. Right? And when you get pushed back, you're going to praise God. You're going to praise him during your storms. You're going to put your hands up and praising God. When things get hard, you're going to be like, yes, praise God. Because you know that when you're being tested, this is refining you into a precious stones, precious gems, you know, precious metals. They all go under intense heat to be refined. And that's what God's doing right now. He's refining his church. He's addressing the sin issue. We got to get the sin out of our lives if we want to be used by God. This goes for everybody. I'm just as guilty. Okay. I deal with stuff that I'm still trying to overcome. Okay. We all have strongholds. I'm not immune to that. I'm here to tell you that I'm just a normal guy. But God's using me on a higher level. He's using me in a way I've never thought possible. I used to be scared to even leave my house, for crying out loud. I used to be scared to leave my house. I'm not even kidding you. I would hate going to the grocery store or even going to work. Now, I don't have any of that fear anymore. I love going out now. I love going out and preaching the gospel. And you know, some of the only people that want to hear it are the poor. The poor people. People who drug issues, and you know, they're drowning in their addictions. It's because they need to hear the gospel. They need to hear that word of God. They need to hear that spark of hope in their lives. I'm telling you, if you go and preach to them, they'll hear the gospel. A lot of these people who are, they have a lot of money and they don't want to hear it. You're ruining their time on this earth. They don't see what's happening to them. That doesn't mean we don't preach to them. That means we need to love them even more. A lot of people are all about the money, man. They're all about the money. I'm telling you, that's not the way to go. It's not the way to go. You know, God may, you know, he may bless you financially. Maybe he will. Maybe that's part of his will for your life. Some of you won't, though. Some of you will struggle with money for the rest of your life. But the Lord will be with you. He'll be near you. And he'll love you. And his presence will be upon you. And you'll know that you're doing the right thing. You'll know that you're being used by God. And there's nothing better, friends. There's nothing better than that. Waking up knowing that you are in the will of God. There's nothing better than that. And having a relationship where you can hear his voice. You are meant to hear the voice of God. Okay, so let's put away video games for a while. Let's stop watching the movies for a bit. Let's press into the Word, right? Let's spend time with God. Let's just sit there. You know, let's give him half an hour and just sit in silence. See if we can hear anything. Simple things like this is what the Lord loves. You're giving him an opportunity to come into your life. I just feel the presence of God on this right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for a supernatural anointing upon every person that listens to this. I pray, Lord, that your spirit lights them on fire. That they be a blazing inferno for your word. That they will go out and heal the sick. They will go out and cast out demons. They will go and they will see miracles. They'll see people's arms grow right out of their sockets. You'll see people's minds be completely healed. You know, God can do these things. Let's pray and believe for them. He's the God of the universe. He created all things. You don't think he can do this? I think he can. I think it's easy for him. Super easy. We just need to become vessels where he can use that. Praise God. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Holy Spirit, fire on the enemy right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fire on the heads in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fire in Jesus' name on their heads. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for your perfect peace, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for protecting us. We thank you, Lord, for exposing the enemy's plans in our lives. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I erase all names that have been written in any demonic language, any spells, curses versus spells, anything that's any demonic or satanic. Lord, we erase all their names now. Anybody who's listening to this, me, my family, anything, we erase the names out of those spells and those books. We erase them now in the spiritual realm. They're erased. They're gone in Jesus' name. And we just pray for confusion in the camp of the enemy in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that they will attack each other, thinking that they're doing the will of their master, when in turn they're just hurting themselves. And we pray for the fear of God over their heads in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that your fear will be upon their heads so powerfully that they will even consider walking away from all their wealth and their high positions because of the fear that's been placed on their heads. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we expose their wickedness. We expose their secret documents, their secret meetings. Father, we pray that people are going to expose these things for the world to see. Father God, in the name of Jesus, these aircraft, these UFOs, Father, we pray that these UFOs, they fall out of the sky in Jesus' name. And they crash in public areas for people in the world to see. We pray for that harp machine that they use for changing the weather. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for it to be destroyed in Jesus' name. We pray for the weather modifications machines to be destroyed in Jesus' name, that they will have mechanical problems, that, you know, they will have electrical problems, that they won't be able to fix it, that there won't be any parts. We just pray to put an end to this weather manipulation in Jesus' name. And we just pray for fear of God over their heads in Jesus' name, so they'll repent and come back to the Lord. Some of these people used to be saved. But they turn from God. We pray, Lord, that if it's not too late, that they come back to you. I was a backslidden Christian too, friends. And the devil almost took me out. I almost committed suicide. But it was because of the Lord. He saved my life. And I'm still here today because of him. And I give him all praise and all glory for it. Because he didn't have to do that, but he chose to. And I believe whatever circumstance you're facing, God is going to remove it. He's going to cause you to stand up in that storm and praise his name. If you're in a storm right now and you're a Christian and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, if you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I want you to praise God through your storm. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. Maybe you've lost a loved one. I don't know. I want you to praise God through that storm, because you're going to witness something miraculous happen in your life when you do that. You're sending a very strong message to the enemy when you do that. You're taking your stand against the devil. And the Lord knows this. And the Lord will protect you because of this. You see, when we do the will of God, when we are in the presence of the Lord, when we're doing His will, He will protect us through all these things. That doesn't mean we'll not have hard times. It means we may have more hard times, but He'll give us the grace and the power to go through it and praise Him through the whole thing. Amen? Yeah. I just want you to know that the Lord is with you right now. I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to stand and shout and attack. Attack the hosts of hell, because they're coming for you anyways. You know, you might as well put your feet in the sand and shout at the devil. Shout at him, and you command him to leave now in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you, devil. I command you to leave my life in the name of Jesus. My life is the Lord's life. This is the Lord's life. This is the Lord's house in Jesus' name. This is a protected place in Jesus' name. These things and more are great. Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Friends, I just felt like I needed to come on here and, I don't know, pray for some people out there. I just felt this boldness like a lion to come up and pray for some people. So I just want you to know God is with you. He loves you. He cares for you. He's got a purpose over your life. And I want you to start praying, reading that word. But we're going to end with the I am affirmations. This is who you are in God. I am adopted into God's family through Jesus Christ. I am a child to the King of Kings. I am passionately loved. I am a new person in Christ. I am not weary of doing good. At the proper time, I will reap a harvest if I don't give up. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am created in God's image and blessed to increase in number and hope. I am provided for by the Father. I am valuable, purchased with the precious blood of Jesus. I am chosen, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. I am courageous because the Lord my God goes with me, and He will never leave me nor forsake me. I am a conqueror for the Lord your God. I am a conqueror, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. I am bold like a lion and strong. I am forgiven of all my transgressions when I confess my sins. He is faithful to purify me. I am in Christ, therefore I am a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. I am fearless, for God gave me a spirit of love, power, love, and self-discipline. God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has blessed me in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. I have received grace and apostleship through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I am pure because of the hope I have in Him. I rejoice in the truth because I am full of love from Jesus. I am kind and full of His love. I am covered in God's armor. Therefore, I can stand against the wiles of the enemy. I am covered with His feathers under His wings. I am heard by God. I am competent and have the fullness in Christ, who is head over every power and authority. I am guided. He is my refuge and strength. I am healed by His stripes. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. I am accepted in order to bring praise to God. The Lord has plans to prosper me and not harm, and plans for the future and hope. I have the perfect peace of God. Amen. So once again, friends, go out, get yourself a Bible. You got a phone. A lot of people have a phone nowadays. If you don't, it's fine. But even if you have a phone, there's tons of apps you can download that are free. They can even read the Word of God when you're sleeping. You know, if you're a new Christian, I highly recommend. I'm actually going to do that tonight. I'm going to listen to the Word of God as I sleep tonight. And then when I wake up, boom, I'm going to be ready to go like a firecracker. So I just pray that God's going to be with you. I don't want you to have any fear. I want you to walk in your purpose. You are a child of God. You are an heir to the throne. Worthy is the Lamb of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So no matter what you go through, know that you are a Christian. If you are persecuted, no matter what, you will go to heaven when you die. This is just the testing grounds, I like to think of it. These are the testing grounds. All right? I want you to know that the Lord loves you so much. He loves you so much. And I love you too. And I can honestly say that I love you. If you're listening to this, I love you. I don't care if you're saved or if you're not saved. I really prefer that you're saved. And if you're not saved, you know how to do that now. If you listen to this podcast, now you know how to get saved. It all starts somewhere. We're all on different levels in this battle. Some of us are higher, some of us are lower. But we're all, you know, if we're saved by Jesus, we're all at the same level, right? We're all at the same level. Do not fear. God is with you. I am with you. I'm praying for you. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to be praying for you, your situation, your life, your family, your friends, everything, okay? You are protected by God. God loves you. He cares for you. He wants you in his kingdom. He has a purpose over your life. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything. In every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overcome you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Praise God. I love you, friends. I love you so much. And I want you to know you're protected by God. Now you're a child of the Most High God. You have nothing to fear. God's going to give you a wonderful sleep tonight. Receive it now. A lot of our walk is faith. So we don't walk by sight anymore. We walk by faith. We believe now. We believe that God's chopping the head off that giant in your life. We believe now in Jesus' name. Yes. Praise Jesus. And if you come under extreme spiritual attack, you just start praising the Father and praising Jesus Christ. They don't like that. The demons don't like that. They flee. You just start praising Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. And get in with it, you know. Start dancing around, praising him. All right? Praise God. He's giving you victory over your enemy right now. I just thank you for listening. I'll be praying for all of you. Amen.